what do you do about the areas where you're weaker in?
Well, you shouldn't be. You don't have to be capable in all those areas because you have employees for that. That's why you're buying an existing business. What your goal is to find out, you're replacing the owner, and number one. Number two, very often you're replacing the owner and your greatest skill set is not necessarily their skill set because you have to drill down to determine what is it that drives that business. The most important thing is whatever it is that you do best has to be the single most important driving factor of the revenues and profits of any business you consider purchasing. For every other position, you could hire, outsource, or more often than not, the business you're buying, an existing business, those people are in place already. If you're doing a startup, you have to hire all those people. You don't know necessarily who has the right skills. The beauty of buying an existing business is that whole infrastructure is in place. The marketing people in place, the sales people are in place, the operational people are in place. You may just be replacing the owner who, and again, that's on a larger scale, of course. If you want to reduce it to a smaller scale, if you're buying a local dry cleaner, well, you don't have to know how to wash the shirts and press the shirts initially and fold them and do the order entry and billing and how to bag the t-shirts. You're going to learn that, of course, but those people are in place. Maybe the greatest skill related to that business is making sure that the business is marketed, that the premises are clean, that you're looking for proper systems, that our customers, that you're providing the most incredible level of customer service. And a dry cleaner is a perfect example, especially if they ever ruin a shirt. You know, I had a $120 shirt that was ruined by a cleaner of mine recently. I brought it back in. The cleaning, it was $2.50 to clean the shirt. And I brought it back in. The guy says, well, I give you $25. $25? I said, it's a $125 shirt. He said, well, look at the back of your ticket. We're only responsible for 10 times the price of the dry cleaning. Right? Now, it's a place I wear suits every day to work. I mean, I probably spend, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn, I probably spend $1,000 a year in dry cleaning. So I took all my business and, you know, moved it somewhere else. Whereas the smart owner of that place would have looked and said, here's a client that spends $1,000 a year or whatever number that they spend. He's living in this area. He's going to live here for 5 years. It's $5,000. You want to know what? Sir, I'm going to tell you what. Where did you buy the shirt? And I'm going to give you a check for, you don't even have to bring me a receipt. Do you recall how much it was? Or let me give you a credit for our cleaner for $200 or whatever the case may be. In that particular instance, you know, it's customer service that drives that type of business. So, you know, the greatest skill, you have the people who press the shirts and clean and fold and wash and dry. Maybe the owner's, what he needs to bring to that business are systems, policies, and procedures related to customer service. Maybe it's a sales-oriented guy who brings and says, hey, we've got all these existing consumers bringing all their garments to us. Why don't we have a real push and try to hook up with all the, you know, local halls of wedding planners and clean the wedding dresses afterwards? Or I'm going to go after all the restaurants and local day spas and what have you and do their laundry after. I mean, that's what an owner, you know, can bring to a business. You don't have to have skill in all the different positions. You just have to determine what it is that drives the revenue and profits of that business and make sure that marries best to your skill.
So really, you're giving us a very powerful and simple core principle here, which is look deep inside yourself and know what you do best. Look deep inside a potential business acquisition and understand what drives that business and fit them together.
You can't fail. If you match it up exactly like you said, you cannot fail.